Welcome back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, at Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season. I'm headed off to Las Vegas, and I'm not even going to wager, and there's not even going to be hockey or 119-degree baseball at Cashman Field. All of our trips, all of our fun presented by our friends at Wise Markets and these Wise Conversations, as well as my pal Dennis Kalatsos, who will be here on Thursday from 3 until 5, driving you home over Coons Ford and getting you there on Sunday morning. Monday night, Las Vegas. I've seen the Raiders play a few times in Oakland, a few times Memorial Stadium, goes to the post. Never been a football game in Las Vegas, not even UNLV. Matt Holder does all things Raiders on the scouting side and on the website, a place called Silver and Black Pride. You can find him at mholder95. Dude, the only reason I really had you on is because your front of your Twitter has Mount Davis sort of up there. And, you know, I'm not one of those people that's a hater on Oakland. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the guy that's going to miss being there. You know, like, yeah. I like Oakland. I go to A's games instead of Giants games. It's something about nice. That urinal smell that it had reminded me of Memorial Stadium when I was a kid here. So welcome aboard, brother. How are you? How does it feel to be a Raiders fan?
I mean, it's great. You know, this is the time of year when it's great to be a Raiders fan, right? The season hasn't started quite yet. We got a lot of hope. And I'm 28. So most of my Raiders fandom has been a lot of heartache. So, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, like you said, I grew up.
How old were you when Siragusa landed on Gannon and I was sitting there in the press box when you go to Super Bowl?
That was like 2001, right?
Yeah, you were like eight.
Yeah, eight. Yep.
I cried that day. Yeah. Mike Flynn's mother greeted me and I just started sobbing because my own mother was. We went to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I spent 13 years here from my, 15th birthday to my 28th. We didn't have a team, right? So this whole like transitory Al Davis is in Oakland. No, he's in L.A. No, he's in Oakland again. Well, he's dead. Now, I have Amy Trask coming on this week. I have Rod Woodson coming on this week who went to the Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders after he got a real title here. But I would say this for a transitory franchise. And I guess that's where we are. And you young kids gambling on football and the blonde comes on and wants you to wager and all that. For me, I'm 53. It was provincial for me, right? I was pissed when the Colts left. We needed to get our team that said Baltimore on it because Baltimore was important. I know the Raiders feel like they could play in Dubai. You know what I mean? Like they have always sort of felt like this pirate ship that sailed the seas without any home, you know? So for a kid from Sacramento to be a Raiders fan, it's just sort of like, Oakland was a dump anyway. I'll go down to Vegas and have some fun, right?
Yeah, well, I'm actually originally from about 30 minutes outside of Oakland. So I grew up with the Bears in my backyard. But yeah, I mean, like exactly what you said, the Raiders are kind of nomads. We're used to this this new city, new location for us. We've already done it, three times now? So
you're not pissed or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it felt to me like there were people in the East Bay, like, well, I'll just go see them three times a year down in Vegas. I go to Vegas anyway. I'll just do that. And I didn't even like sense palpable anger. And I think from some of the people who were my age, felt like, well, they took him away once. They brought him back. At least we had a good time. And I mean, the Rams are playing in LA. They went to a Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing, there is no more for a kid your age. The notion that I once cried about Johnny Unitas and Bob Irsay stealing my team. That I don't know. That doesn't seem like stuff people your age and younger than you. You're just sort of like, it's the Raiders. I love them. Same quarterback, same colors. Here we go. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it too was like the Raiders, like you talked about, the Coliseum is a dump. It needs to be upgraded. The Raiders needed a new facility, and I mean, in Vegas, you know, they get a chance to be their own the team there, right? In Northern California, it's still kind of the Niners because of a lot of what you're talking about, where you know, Niners haven't left. The Niners have had more success, so I think that plays a factor into it. And I mean,
there's
still
a lot of people that haven't gone to Santa Clara. You know that you're a Bay Area person,
sure.
Right? There's a lot of people that said, screw them. I'm not going down there. Cause it was it is a long way. I mean, if you were going to Candlestick Park and seeing Joe Montana and Dwight Clark, you know, like, I don't know. Times change. All the seats around me have changed in Baltimore, you know, and I don't feel old, but I am, it's a 26th year of the Ravens now. Right.
Yeah. It's wild. No. Yeah, for sure.
Matt Holder's here. Give me a little Raiders insight from your side, because last I checked, they couldn't stop anybody at the end of the year. we're sitting around here talking about our offense and all the injuries we've had and who is our offensive line and who's Lamar going to throw to that's not named Mark Andrews. I think the Raiders have more question marks, but more than that, and Luke and I have talked about this a lot this week. I'll talk to JT the Brick about this and Jimmy Durkin and some others, just what the identity will be with Mayock and Gruden. I mean, Gruden's getting paid through the end of time. The stadium's there, whether people come. I mean, I know tickets are $500 on Monday night, right? I mean, I'm going out there. Right. I don't know that it'll remain that sort of rabid thing. I know one thing that'll piss it all away, like a 1-5 start, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, I definitely think this is a huge year for the Raiders, you know, obviously being this being the first year in Vegas with fans, that's obviously going to be a big part of it. And like you said, you know, if they start out 1-5, you know, certain people are, heads are going to start to roll in the organization. Some people are going to start losing jobs, but I think the good thing for the Raiders is the last 2 years, they've started out really hot. You know, the last 2 years, they were 6-4 going into December with the quote unquote easiest schedule remaining to make the playoffs, and then ended up choking down the stretch there.
It's easy to, you have to go play.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and so I think, you know, I think to start things off, things will be good. But like you said, there's a lot of question marks on defense. I am hopeful. I think, with Gus Bradley's system, I think it's going to be a lot better. And I think they've made a lot of, investments on the defense in this offseason, you know, spending a lot of money. A guy like you guys know, Yannick Ngakoue, Casey Hayward on the outside, recently signing KJ Wright. So I think it'll be a much different defense than they're seeing. And I think they actually kind of match up well with the Ravens. You know, the Raiders defense the last few years, they brought in quite a few guys who are better at stopping the run than stopping the pass, and their pass and their secondary has kind of been the weak spot in the last few years. Granted, there's you know, your average run-of-the-mill running offense, then there's good running offense, and then there's the Ravens. So that's a whole nother animal. But yeah, I'm excited to see what this defense holds. Like you said, like a lot of question marks, but I think that makes it more intriguing. And I mean, can't get much worse than what it's been the last few years. So it's only up from here, right?
Well, I mean, even if you're on our side of the fence and you sat and watched this drool preseason nonsense and,
right,
you know, watch the running back rip his leg up, you know, 5 minutes into a meaningless game for no good reason. The wide receiver hasn't gotten onto the field, Bateman. So we don't really know what we're going to get on Monday night. Right. I would say the one thing the Ravens have packed all preseason, at least, is defense and depth on defense.
Definitely.
And winding up dealing players for, you know, for picks and doing all sorts of things. But more than that, just how they will stop this offense on Monday night. It feels to me like Waller will be the centerpiece, that Marlon Humphrey, the secondary, will be part of that. And tremendous questions about whether the Ravens can muster a pass rush. I think everybody knows they can cover. Everybody knows stopping the run, fine. But getting a pass rush on third down, getting off the field, against sort of a wily veteran now in Derek Carr, I would say. Got a little bit of a running game as a passing attack. Mayock's built stuff around that. They think they're going to move the ball on Monday night. It remains to be seen where the Ravens defense will be, but that's the side I'm more confident about going, getting on a plane Sunday night.
Yeah. I mean, I think you absolutely should be. I mean, if you look at just the Ravens secondary versus the Raiders wide receivers, Ravens secondary is probably one of the best in the NFL, especially with Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters on the outside as corners. And you look at the Raiders receivers, obviously Darren Waller is going to be the number one receiver, even though he's a tight end, but you know, you have a lot of unproven guys and Henry Ruggs and Brian Edwards that are kind of leading the charge for that position group. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting matchup because, like you said, I think the Raiders' weakness is their defense and their strength of their offense. And, you know, for the Ravens right now, their strength is their defense and their weakness is their offense. So it's kind of an interesting matchup. You know, it's who's going to kind of give in first.
You got a better kicker ever since you got rid of Janikowski, man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you guys still have the Boomers. Yeah, we don't have the Polish Hammer anymore. But yeah, I am jealous of Tucker. You guys have had a good kicker. Haven't had to worry about the position for what, like 15 years now, something like that.
Coming up. 106 outside. It'll be a dry heat inside Allegiant Stadium. Yeah. Matt Holder is here. You can follow him at mholder95 out on Twitter. Silver and black. So you're sort of a wannabe scout sort of kind of internet guy. I mean, I had the governor on last week. I have all sorts of people on my radio show. So, but just people that are passionate about it. I found someone like you out there, you know, talking about it and writing about it in a way that, you know, you take March and April seriously, like we did around here. And we saw the whole off season of who's going to rush the passer, who's going to catch the ball for Lamar. Let's go draft and draft and draft some more. And then all of a sudden you know, getting these guys onto the field, it's a whole different level from right. half-ass college seasons, which we had last year, right? Right? To wherever we are now. And the fact that COVID and coaching and shots and vaccines, this has been a wild time to sort of project which Darren Waller will find sobriety and stardom, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, definitely. It's been a wild ride. This has definitely been the most interesting offseason, or the most interesting last 2 years, just in general, not even just football wise, but you know, it's been a weird world the last 2 years. So, especially in the football field, you definitely hit the nail on the head right there.
Matt Holder, our guest here, dude, any predictions on the Raiders this year for you that would look like a playoff? I mean, do you feel like they're a playoff team? I mean, I don't feel like there's a lot of respect for them right now. And that's sort of that middling. And it's really weird because I would call them an 8-8 team, but there ain't no more 8-8 teams. You know,
right,
you're either an 8-9 team or 9-8 team, you know?
So, yeah. Get off the fence, right?
You're so much for mediocrity. Or... Well, somebody's going to tie, you know, I mean,
at some point,
especially given these weird, you know, overtime thing, they're not starting with the guy on second base in the 10th anymore. The Ravens have such prosperity at their back the last 2 years, even when things have gone wrong. Ronnie Stanley last year, they've had things go wrong, god-awful things go wrong here the first month so far. There's been some perseverance around here that still probably makes them smell good in Las Vegas this weekend if you want to take a flyer on them as a Super Bowl team in the AFC. Certainly in line behind Kansas City, Buffalo, you know, in some people's minds, Cleveland and others, right? I don't know where the Raiders are and all that, but I'll say this. The Ravens begin Raiders, then Mahomes comes in here. Kryptonite for this franchise. Tough. Has been from the beginning. I don't know if it's in Lamar's head, but we'll find out on the 19th. Then we go to Detroit, and then we go to Denver. These are, you know, places where the Ravens are supposed to go on the road and win, even though it's not easy to win on the road.
Right.
But I look at this Vegas keep saying, I almost wanted to call. I came really close to saying Oakland. And then I realized my tacos won't be that good in Vegas as it would be if I went to Oakland. But in going to Vegas here this weekend and seeing this, my side's a little bit of a box of chocolates because the offensive line's been a mess and you believe in Villanueva, you believe in Zeitler, you know, at this point in their careers, or you think Stanley's going to come back. There's plenty of speculative stuff, but most of it is, yeah, it's the Ravens. It's Harbaugh. It's DaCosta. You know, they'll sign Le'Veon Bell. They'll do something. They figured they'll sign Steve Smith. They'll figure it out. People want to go play there. You know, they'll go get Domata Pekka in week 12, or they'll do whatever they have to do. Right. With the Raiders, it's been, you're 28 years old. You talk about prosperity or lack thereof, a moved franchise. Everybody's all gung ho. People be ripped. I mean, I'll be the only sober guy, you know, in Vegas at kickoff on Monday night.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they're going to be any good. And if they beat us on Monday, it worries me for what we are.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, obviously, like you said, you know, you look at the Raiders offseason, you know, look at how they've done on paper and getting rid of like three week one starters on the offensive line. But when you kind of boil that down, you know, you look at Trent Brown, who had only played in, I think, maybe five games, one of those games being the season opener where he played literally three plays. And then Gabe Jackson, who they got rid of, who was, you know, an above average good guard, but was getting paid like one of the best guards in the NFL and just wasn't playing like that. You know, Rodney Hudson, I think on the offensive line, their center is going to be a big loss for them. So I think a lot of people like to lean on that, but you know, like I was kind of alluding to at the beginning, you know, I don't know how much they really lost. Yeah, they lost people, but I don't know how much talent they really lost on the offensive line. You know, they have Denzel Good, who's going to be filling in for Gabe Jackson, who played a lot last year because Richie Incognito was down. You know, Alex Leatherwood's obviously kind of a question mark as a rookie. And, you know, a lot of people point to him being overdrafted, which I think is fair. But I think that's kind of where a lot of the doubt about the Raiders is kind of rooted, is, you know, the offensive line has been such a strong point for him over the last few years. And now it's not, or at least it doesn't seem like it is going into the season. So, you know, you have questions about the defense already. And then with the offensive line, if you can't block anybody up front, your offense isn't going to be any good. So I think that's where a lot of people come from. I'm not as worried about it, you know, as far as like making the playoffs. I mean, I think, like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, Raiders the last few years, they've entered the last month of the season with the chance to make the playoffs and, you know, haven't made that happen. And I think this is the year, like you said, where if they don't make the playoffs, if they're not in contention and whatnot, like you're going to see a lot of changes. You know, I don't think Gruden's going anywhere with that big contract and being basically the best friend of the owner, basically running things in that building. But yeah, I mean, I think it is reasonable to expect the Raiders to make the playoffs. I don't expect them to win the win the division. You know, I think that's kind of Kansas City's, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's an early exit, but I can see like a 10-7, 11-6 season for the Raiders, you know, and them sneaking around and at least being in the playoff hunt. You know, we'll see how things go. I mean, I like the Ravens too. I like a lot of what they've done offensively. And I think, you know, this Monday is going to be a big litmus test for both teams. Like you said, you know, I think if the Raiders can come out and they can shock everybody and beat the Ravens, then I think they'll come out and be that playoff contender that, you know, a lot of fans like myself are expecting them to be. And then on the other way around, if they come out and, you know, get whooped like the Ravens can do, like the Ravens are fully capable of doing, then, you know.
Oh, if you can't stop the run, Monday night's going to be long night.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I mean, and like I said, I think the Raiders can stop the run. So that's where I do think that it matches up. But then again, I don't know if they have anybody that can match Lamar Jackson's athleticism offensively. So
Matt, I appreciate the visit. Matt Holder can be found at mholder95 and Silver Black Pride out on the Twitter thing. I found him. He's out in Sacramento. I've never been to Sacramento, man. I've been all over the world. They're trying to get rid of Newsom out there. I'm against that. I like Gavin. But I've never been to Sacramento. I you know, I felt like they were going to lose the basketball team at some point. You know, like, get out there. Get to Arco. You know, do all that. Yeah. At some point, I've been like doing this worldwide tour of going to places I've never been. Tahoe is one of those places. I know there've been some fires out there. So thoughts with everybody out there to get better, but put that back together. I got to get to Sacramento at some point. All right.
Definitely. Let me know if you're out here. I'll show you out.
I want to find the bear on the big flag out there. Nice. Hey, I appreciate you, Matt. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Raiders in Las Vegas. As much as I really wanted to ride the BART. I mean, I feel like I should fly to Oakland and just belly up to the bar at Tommy's Mexican on Geary over in San Francisco and then just fly into Vegas for the game. I thought about doing that over the weekend. Whole COVID thing's got me all freaked out. So I'm going to go to Vegas late and gloved and masked and armed with my Twitter and my mobile device. And maybe take a crab cake with me. I don't know. Appreciate all of our guests here this week. Rob Woodson joining us. Amy Trask will be here. If you missed Governor Hogan last week, you can find all that stuff out at BaltimorePositive.com. Luke's out in Owings Mills. All are brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. I do not have my Chicken Palooza shirt around here. I took it off, but I had a lot of – I had some Eastern Shore fried chicken last month on the crab cake tour. I took the crab cake tour seriously on my Chicken Palooza. So big appreciation to our friends at Royal Farms. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.